はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようイスタンブール、
ヨシです。
タケです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 70. As always, brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, we'd like to take this time to invite you to come down to JapanesePod101.com. Each day we're adding new features to the Learning Center. Come down, check out the Learning Center, see what it has to offer. Lots of new features, lots of new content added every day. Yoshi, the line-by-line audio. How do you like that?
It's fantastic.
I particularly like the one that we did about the Nagasaki Ben.
Hi.
I play you guys over and over. Tototo?
Tototo.
Tototo? Take-san? Tototo?
Niwatori?
You have to come down to the Learning Center and check out the Nagasaki Ben edition. So if you have the chance, stop by, leave us a post, join the forum. New people, new comments, new articles starting every day. Stop by. Now on to today's lesson. Today is part one of a three-part series that will take place over the next 3 days. Now, the name of this series is Homesick. What we're going to do over these 3 days, the point and the goal is to consolidate what we've done over the past 3, 4, 5 months. And we've covered a lot of ground. So over the next 3 days, we're going to do some conversations to try and bring it all together. So without further ado, let's get into part one. Here we go.
今日、何時がいいですか？
あれは今日ですか？
うん、あれは今日ですよ。
でも、今日は蒸し暑くて夏ですし、もうだるいです。
でも、あなたは約束しましたよ。絶対に今週と言いました。忘れましたか？
でも気が変わりました。ここが気に入りました。ここが大好きです。
ここのどこが好きですか？
食べ物が美味しくて仕事は楽で人気者だし何よりも安全ですから。
しかし。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
今日何時がいいですか？
あれは今日ですか？
うん、あれは今日ですよ。
でも今日は蒸し暑くて夏ですし、もうだるいです。
でもあなたは約束しましたよ。絶対に今週と言いました。忘れましたか？
でも気が変わりました。ここが気に入りました。ここが大好きです。
ここのどこが好きですか？
食べ物が美味しくて仕事は楽で人気者だし何よりも安全ですから。
しかし…
次はピーターの英語が入ります。
今日何時がいいですか？
What time is good for you today?
あれは今日ですか？
Is that today?
うん、あれは今日ですよ。
Yeah, it's today.
でも今日は蒸し暑くて夏ですし。
But it's humid today, and it's summertime among other things.
もうだるいです。
I'm drained.
でも、あなたは約束しましたよ。
But you promised.
絶対に今週と言いました。
You said definitely this week.
忘れましたか？
Did you forget?
でも、気が変わりました。
But I changed my mind.
ここが気に入りました。
I like it here.
ここが大好きです。
I love it here.
ここのどこが好きですか？
What do you like about here?
食べ物が美味しくて
The food is delicious.
仕事は楽で。
Work is easy.
人気者だし。
I'm popular.
何よりも安全ですから。
More than anything, it's safe here.
しかし。
But... Alright, what a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Did we pique your interest, Yoshi?
Yes.
You know, we're not showing Yoshi or Take the rest of the script. So they're getting it day by day, too. Take, what do you think?
いやー、ちょっとわかんないな、これは。
Alright, but we'll be filling you in bit by bit. Tomorrow you get another piece of the puzzle. Alright, lots of vocab in there, so we're gonna get right in. Here we go. Okay, Natsuko, first word. By the way, Natsuko, where did you come from?
Oh, hi. I just jumped in.
Well, welcome to the show.
蒸し暑い。
Humid.
蒸し暑い。蒸し暑い。
How is Japan in the summer?
すごく蒸し暑いです。
ものすごく蒸し暑いです。
Right.
It is like a wall of humidity.
Nice expression.
Like you're walking and you could feel the water parting around you.
Maybe.
Now, what are the two characters that make up this word? What's the first one?
蒸し.
And this is?
Steam.
Steam. 暑い is hot.
Mm-hmm.
So steam hot. And it really is that way. It's almost like, but a sauna actually feels drier than a Japanese summer. So yes, very humid, steam hot, 蒸し暑い. Do you like it?
No.
Quick answer. And associated with this word is our next word.
次の言葉は、だるい。
Drained, feeling tired. Now, I don't know how to directly translate this. It's a feeling that you have to experience when you come here and feel the humidity.
I see.
And the 12-hour workdays, the 14-hour workdays, the 16-hour workdays, the 18-hour workdays. Just no energy.
Right. だるい, だるい。
Can you give us an example?
体がだるい。
My body feels drained.
だるいから仕事は休みましょう。
Not gonna work, Natsuko.
Yes.
You'll be in the studio.
だるいな。
One more time, what you just said?
だるいから仕事を休みましょう。
Because I'm drained, because I have no energy, because I'm feeling tired, let's take the day off. Next.
次は絶対。
Surely, definitely, for sure.
絶対に絶対に
What was the example sentence you just gave us about だるい?
だるいから仕事を休みましょう。
絶対にダメです。And what does this mean, Natsuko?
Definitely not.
Definitely. 100%. Not
no.
gonna happen. Okay. Give us what I just said in Japanese.
絶対にダメです。
One more time, a little more feeling.
絶対にダメです。
Natsuko, Shakespeare Takahashi just asked you out for a date.
絶対にダメです。
This is your mind is 110% made up.
Right.
What do we have next?
次は忘れる。
Forget.
忘れる忘れる
Natsuko.
Yes.
How do we say often forget in Japanese?
よく忘れる
And the polite form?
よく忘れます
Please remember this one because you can use it as much as you like.
Yes.
It just may come in handy. Okay, let's get into some interesting expressions. Natsuko, what's the first one?
気が変わる
Change one's mind.
気が変わる気が変わる
Now what's the first character?
気
And what does this mean?
Feeling, spirit, air It has many meanings
Okay, and then what's the second word we have in this expression?
変わる
Change
Yes
So the exact translation is change one's feeling But that's the literal translation And it should be interpreted as
Change one's mind
Exactly Example, please.
気が変わりました。やっぱり明日のドライブには行きません。
One more time.
気が変わりました。やっぱり明日のドライブには行きません。
I changed my mind. Yeah, I'm not going on tomorrow's drive.
次は気に入る。
To like.
気に入る。気に入る。
And what's a polite form?
気に入ります。
Can you give us an example sentence?
新しい車が気に入りました。
I like the new car. One more?
あなたは絶対私のプレゼントを気に入ります。
One more time.
あなたは絶対私のプレゼントを気に入ります。
You will definitely like my present. What do you think, Natsuko?
Yes, I think so.
A lot of confidence there, that person.
Right.
What do we have next?
次は楽。
Easy, effortless, comfortable.
楽、楽。
Example, please.
楽な仕事。
Easy work.
Mm-hmm.
Is your work easy?
No.
No.
And I guess Peter's work is not as well.
So tough.
Mm.
Okay. Next we have?
人気者。
Popular. Popular person. The favorite.
人気もの。人気者。
Example sentence, please.
シェイクスピア高橋はジャパニーズポッドの人気者です。
Yes. I agree 100%.
I wonder why.
Because he's the man. Shakespeare. Everybody loves Shakespeare Takahashi.
I guess so.
Everybody but you, Natsuko.
Surprising, isn't it?
Shocking. Okay, one more time that sentence, please.
Shakespeare Takahashi wa Japanese pod no ninki mono desu.
Shakespeare Takahashi is Japanese Pod 101's most popular character. The truth has been spoken.
Almost like a star, isn't it?
Oh, he is.
Wow.
Next.
次は安全。
Safe.
安全。
What is a common usage that you'll see around construction sites?
Oh, yes.
Or dangerous places?
安全第一。
Safety first.
安全第一。第一、安全第一。
Safety first. Okay, now, as we said in the beginning, the goal of today's lesson was to review some vocabulary, grammar structures, and other things we covered in the past. Now, the first grammar structure that we covered is something-something desu-shi. Something-something da-shi.
Oh, yes.
Now, this grammar structure is used to say among other things.
Yes.
And in addition to.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did we have in the dialogue?
でも今日は蒸し暑くて夏ですし。
Today it's hot and it's summer in addition to other things and so on.、
Mm-hmm.
Not just these two reasons. Of course it's the reasons that he said. It's humid and it's summertime. But more than that, there's other things、
yeah.
too that he's just not mentioning.、
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time you want to use she.
Right.
When you said some of the reasons, but there's others,、mm-hmm. you attach this at the end of the sentence.
Right.
Natsuko, can you give us an example?
もう眠いし、終わりにしましょう。
Let's finish up. I'm sleepy and... So among other things, I'm sleepy, maybe I'm hungry, maybe there's other reasons, but、mm-hmm. just she lets you know that there's other things.
Yes, right.
Okay, in addition, we covered some other grammar points that you can find in the PDF. Well, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
Yes, see you tomorrow.